Welcome to Down and Dirty, where you get an earful of orgasms every week. Tune in to hear tales of brothers getting their bone on and sisters getting filled and spilled. It's where you can hear real fucking stories from real fucking people. So give a listen to tonight's little dirty of Dirty Delights and buy some shit from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com. They're giving the store away at 50% off almost any item. Free shipping, some hot free porn DVDs, and a mystery gift. Did you get all that free shit I just mentioned? Seriously, go to AdamandEve.com right now and use the offer code DIRTY50 at the checkout. It helps us bring you this program every week.
Tonight was the usual. Torches was packed to the hilt with Diddy wannabes toking on their cigars and blowing rings like they were Barry fucking White, leaning back on their chairs and licking their lips every time I walked by. Like I'd be giving them a piece of my sweet black ass if only I wasn't working. Nigga, please. I couldn't really blame him, though. My boss Rodney made all these cocktail waitresses wear these gold leather skin-tight hot pants. So clingy, you could make out our goddamn pussy lips. Our ass cheeks were hanging out like it was Christmas, and all of us ladies were hired because of our great backsides. You know what? I remember when Rodney hired me. He said, "Turn it around, Rolanda." And I did. And when he'd eye my big black ass to his satisfaction, he would say, "Now bend over." And I would have to go and do that, too. Motherfuckers should be paying me double. It was always freezing at Torches, too. So now we're running around with our ass cheeks jiggling and the headlights on full blast, if you know what I'm saying. Nipples were harder than fucking ice in that place. All the girls trying to rub them down, warm them up, and then get them soft. But then they grow stiff as marbles all over again. Okay, point is, no wonder all those cigar-smoking big daddies were flashing eye whites at us. Shit, if I looked at myself in the mirror, baby, I'd want to fuck me too. Rodney had a strict policy on not fooling around with the customers, though. It wouldn't do for business, he said. Keeping them coming back, you know. But tonight, when J.J. Ames came to the place, my God in heaven, what was I supposed to do? Okay, J.J.'s the only white boy who comes into Torches. And I know he was off limits. Not only because he's a customer, but also, shit, he was white. But those big blue eyes and tight t-shirt and slow grin, and I swear on a stack of Bibles, I was gathering so much cream between my legs, I could have come just from walking. He said hello to me earlier in that low, whispery voice of his. But now, as I was bringing some Long Island iced teas to table 41, he caught my eye and jutted his chin towards the bathroom area, put five fingers up in the air. Shit, I almost dropped the drinks on the floor. But 5 minutes later, with fresh lipstick applied and my wet pussy all mopped up, shit, I walked to the bathroom. JJ was alone, and his huge white hand surrounding the doorknob to the men's john. There was only one stall in there, and it had a lock. He raised his eyebrows at me and walked in, motioning for me to follow. And guess what? I damn well did. J.J. thrust his arms on either side of me and closed the door behind me, pushing me up against the bathroom door and getting all close to me as white on rice. His breath smelled like whiskey, and he locked the door and whispered in my ear, "Rolanda, you want me as bad as I want you?" Oh, and then he licked my neck, little flecks of firm wetness going on hot and leaving cool. Oh, my God, I thought I might pass out. Oh, yeah, baby, I moaned. Oh, God, yeah. He flipped me around with those strong hands of his and clasped my waist hard, moving his hands down and around the curve of my hips. My ass was covered in hard goose pimples because it was still cold, even in there. And that boy was giving me the chill so bad I was shaking. "Best ass in Torches," J.J. grinned, and lifted my ass cheeks up before slapping one hard, making my brown skin jiggle. So I spread my feet apart and arched my back as he pushed my ass cheeks apart. I could feel my hole spreading and making juice underneath those fucking gold hot pants. And I swear to God, I was trembling. I mean, I really was. He was on his knees now behind me, and I was facing the door on the tip of my toes and my erect brown nipples rubbing on the wood door, my mouth open in a silent moan. And J.J. pulled my gold pants across one ass cheek, and I felt cold air on my pussy lips and then his warm breath. And I thrust back into him, screaming, "Ah, yeah, now come on." And I felt his tongue ease into me and pulse a little, flicking in and out like he'd done on my neck. And I was fucking his face, rocking my shit back and forth on that tongue of his until I knew I was gonna come. Oh, shit. And I knew I would come and fuck. Yeah. Oh, shit. Fucking came. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. And I was squirting all over his face, and I hoped he didn't think it was piss, because it was my hot, wet pussy juice. And baby, oh my God, he was drenched in it. And I slithered down to the floor in a heap as JJ unbuckled his belt and dropped his jeans. And his cock was huge, especially for a white guy. And he held it at the base to make it even bigger. Then he said, "Just stay there and let me look at you." And he jerked it. Two quick thrusts and a long, slow stroke with a roll at the tip, over and over and over, as I let my knees fall apart and I pull back the gold pants and wet my finger with spit and fingered myself nice and slow. Pinching on my nipples with my other hand. And JJ was staring at the pink insides of my pussy until I turned around and bent over on all fours so he could see my ass cheeks above my swollen wet hole. And that's when his eyes rolled back and jizz shot out of his hard cock like a rocket all over my black ass and my back. And then he said, "Ooh, damn, girl, you're the best cigar I ever smoked."
Now how's that to get your pussy aching for more? Is your dick as stiff and ready as I think it is? Don't forget to tune in next week to hear all about the nasty deeds that will get the guys all stiff and blue balled, and all the ladies creaming in their G-strings. If you like this podcast, give us the feedback we deserve. We want to keep coming at ya. And once you've come down after that little tale of cock loving and clit throbbing, head on over to adamandeve.com and use the promo code DIRTY50. It'll save you 50% off on almost any item. Get that shit shipped to you for free, and we'll even throw in a couple of DVDs to get your night going and a mystery gift. There's no reason to not come as hard as you can when there's so many damn toys out there for your liking. There are even a few for your fella to keep him hard and ready all night long. Check out adamandeve.com. Use the checkout code DIRTY50 and you'll thank me in the morning.